Tiny Sparks and Turning Points is a monthly selection of protests, strikes and significant dates concerning social change in Australian history. This segment is presented by the Commons Social Change Library, a repository of more than 1,500 resources for campaigners, which can be found at commonslibrary.org. On the 1st of July 2013, hundreds of Bürgeroff campaign supporters began picketing and occupying the site of a proposed McDonald's store in Tacoma, Melbourne.
The 2nd of July 1994 saw Western Australia's first forest blockade launch near Pemberton. This led to an immediate two-week moratorium on logging in four areas targeted by environmentalists.
On the 2nd of July 1970, unionists, students, peace activists and others invaded the Sydney Stock Exchange to highlight its role in profiting from the Vietnam War. In the build-up to the action, more than 10,000 anti-war broadsheets were distributed. Sneaking their way onto the trading floor, protesters burnt an American flag, spray-painted slogans on share price boards and scattered paperwork before departing ahead of the arrival of police.
On the 4th of July 2003, the West Australian State Government caved into the demands of environmentalists, beachgoers and others, announcing a proposed marina and resort at Maud's Landing would not go ahead, thereby protecting sections of the Ningaloo Reef from destruction.
On the 5th of July 2002 in Adelaide, the Stamford Plaza Hotel backed down on introducing a threatened 33% pay cut after room attendants undertook industrial action.
On the 5th of July 2011, work on New South Wales' biggest coal seam gas operation in the Pillager State Forest was halted after an activist occupied a 25-metre-high rig.
Tens of thousands rallied around Australia on the 6th of July 2014 in opposition to the federal government's austerity budget.
Preparatory work for sand mining at New South Wales' Middlehead Beach was disrupted on 7th of July 1980 after protesters occupied the site and pulled fence posts out as soon as contractors put them in.
The Women's Peace Army was formed on the 8th of July 1915 to fight against military conscription.
A 24-hour strike on the 9th of July 1980 forced management at the Port Kembla Steelworks to reinstate an unfairly dismissed worker.
On the 9th of July 2003, unionists at the Upper Illawarra Institute of TAFE in Wollongong placed an indefinite ban on the collection and processing of money related to enrolments. This was undertaken as part of an action against statewide education staff cuts and increases in student fees.
In Melbourne, the Unemployed Workers Union occupied a Commonwealth Employment Service office on July 10th, 1984. During the occupation, they demanded that toilets and childcare facilities be provided on site, and they removed notices advertising jobs paying less than minimum award rates.
On July the 11th, 1921, 200 unemployed ex-servicemen rallied outside the Victorian Parliament over the failure of the Repatriation Department to provide 1,500 of their number with promised jobs.
On the 12th of July 1976, around 2.5 million people, close to half of the Australian workforce, went on strike against the Fraser government's attacks on nationalised healthcare.
Also on the 12th of July, but in 1978, a demonstration against nuclear weapons testing in the Pacific was held outside the French consulate in Sydney.
On the 14th of July 1972, 500 Indigenous Australians led a march from Redfern into central Sydney under the banner of Ningala Na, We Are Hungry for Our Land. Numbering 6,000 people, the march was held as part of a national moratorium for black rights. Among the crowd were 2,000 students who had initially rallied at Sydney University, as well as builders' labourers, ship painters, dock workers, teachers, and other workers who undertook a half-day strike in support of Indigenous rights. Events were also held in Darwin, Adelaide, Melbourne, Canberra, Brisbane, and regional centres.
On the 14th of July 2004, the Kupa Piti Kunga Juta Senior Aboriginal Women's Council won a six-year battle to prevent the federal government from dumping nuclear waste on their lands in South Australia.
Two stowaways and a protest flotilla delayed a uranium shipment from leaving Darwin on 16th of July 1984.
On the 19th of July 1952, 200 soldiers and 5 armoured cars were sent into the Bonegilla migrant camp in Victoria to quell protests over unemployment and poor living conditions.
During July 1981, actions were held across Sydney to highlight the thousands of properties being left empty while people went homeless. On the 19th of the month, members of the Squatters Support Group occupied a disused hotel in Cumberland Street, The Rocks. 9 were arrested after barricading themselves into the top floor, while another escaped. 100 people rallied outside, and further protests were held in Newtown and Edgecliff.
On the 20th of July 2010, over 5,000 building workers and supporters rallied in support of unionist Ark Tribe as he faced a South Australian court over his refusal to answer questions from the Australian Building and Construction Commission about union activities.
The Nightcap Action Group began blockading old-growth logging at Greer's Scrub in northern New South Wales on July 21, 1982.
On July the 22nd, 1936, the New Theatre defied state censorship of the play Till the Day I Die by holding a performance at the Savoy Theatre. At the request of the German Consul General, the play had been banned due to its anti-Nazi themes. The performance had not been officially announced, but the police, who had brought along a shorthand writer to take a transcript of the actor's words, were in attendance, and the New Theatre's secretary later received a fine. After this, the play, which depicted the repression, torture and murder of leftists in Germany, was performed privately in the New Theatre's clubrooms and other venues. A postcard campaign was also launched to lobby the government. Despite the ban remaining, the controversy backfired on those supporting appeasement, and over 150 performances were carried out in the coming years, reaching up to 18,000 people.
Members of the Women's Action Committee and supporters gathered at Melbourne City Square on the 22nd of July 1970. After handing out leaflets drawing attention to an upcoming equal pay case, they boarded trams around the city. To highlight the injustice of women paying full price for goods and services while receiving less wages than men for equal work, they refused to pay more than 75% of the cost of their fares.
On the 23rd of July 1980, psychiatric nurses at the Swanbourne Hospital in Perth ended a week-long strike over the sacking of a unionist for conducting a safety survey.
On the 23rd of July 2000, more than 15,000 people crossed the Tasman Bridge in Hobart as part of a walk for reconciliation.
Students across Australia staged high school walkouts on the 24th of July 1998 to deplore and oppose the racist policies of One Nation.
During actions and hunger strikes at numerous detention centres, refugees detained at Christmas Island protested on July 24, 2011 by digging themselves shallow graves.
On the 25th of July 1970, protesters gathered inside Sydney's then biggest mall, Roselands, in Kingsgrove, to call on shoppers to boycott Vestis products. This was one of a number of demonstrations held in solidarity with the Gurindji land rights struggle and strike at Wave Hill. Vestis, a multinational meatpacking company, controlled Gurindji land at this time and had a history of refusing to pay wages to Aboriginal workers. After being roughed up and evicted by police and security, protesters regrouped outside the mall to hear a speech from the Aboriginal organiser of the North Australian Workers' Union, Dexter Daniels. Demonstrators then entered a supermarket to fill shopping trolleys with Vestis products, which were dumped at the registers.
On the 25th of July 1982, 60,000 Queensland state government employees struck for 48 hours as part of a campaign for a 38-hour working week.
A major strike on July the 26th, 1989, against Victorian state government plans to cut workers' compensation, saw public transport halted and electricity supplies reduced.
On the 28th of July 1933, thousands of unemployed people rallied in Bourke Street, Melbourne, to call for an end to work for the dole schemes.
Members of the women's group Save Our Sons held an anti-war protest at Doncaster Shopping Town in Melbourne on the 30th of July 1970.
Responding to two evictions of the Aboriginal Tent Embassy in Canberra, more than 2,000 people marched from the Australian National University to Parliament House on July 30, 1972. This followed a strategy meeting and rally that morning during which protesters had agreed to temporarily restore the embassy, to resist any attempt to pull it down, and to actively work to rescue anyone arrested. Braving police threats, a tent was re-erected on Parliament lawns, and hours of speeches ensued before the embassy was once again removed and activists returned home to their communities to continue the push for land rights. The Aboriginal Tent Embassy will be re-established in various places across the Australian Capital Territory in the coming months and years before returning to its original site in 1992, where it remains today.
You've been listening to Tiny Sparks and Turning Points. The segment will return next month. In the meantime, to find out more about the history of social change in Australia, you can visit commonslibrary.org.